Today FM presents Gift Grub.
Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Well, this time last Friday, we were here and we were saying, oh, those tickets for Katie Taylor are going on sale. And nobody really knew which way they were going to go. They knew that from the Wednesday, there was kind of a pre-sale thing and that about 40,000 tickets had sold. But a lot of people were saying, well, is that the end of it? Or is, you know, is there going to be interest? And then within minutes after 9 o'clock, when the tickets went on sale, it's completely sold out. Absolute madness, but brilliant. So it's happening on September 5th, and Katie is in train. She's in. I think we can go to her. Hey, we're going to talk to Katie Taylor about selling out. What a result, Katie! You're on the line there.
Here, lads. Yeah, how are you in?
How do you feel about the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable, Ian. I know my voice is a little bit of a monotone, so it's difficult to fully understand my emotions, but I feel like I'm basically, you know, like in that scene in the front of the Titanic, you know, that one where you're on the front of the bow of the bow. I'm the king of the world. Well, but I suppose in my case, I'm not the king of the world, I'm the queen of the world, I suppose. Well, not even the queen of the world, but maybe the queen of Crow Park anyway, you know.
Katie, any word just to get back to the boxing there? Who's on the undercard? Do you know who's going to be there yet?
Yeah, there's no update on that, Ian. I know that Eddie Hearn was onto the Healy Ray brothers there, asking them if they'd be interested in getting it on in Crow Park, because apparently they want to batter the head off each other. But Eddie says they're looking for too much money and mileage to come up to Dublin. So that was a bit of a no-go. And I think Twink was mentioned as well. Yeah. But I don't know who she wants to batter. Could be anybody, listen, as far as I'm concerned.
I saw Eddie was even joking about doing a second night. Which
that was funny. That was hilarious, actually. Yeah. And no, it's not really like, you know, other gigs. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like a conversation between Roddy Doyle and Roy Keane, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't batter the head off the same person two nights in a row, you know?
True.
So
that's true.
It's difficult to do that, you know? But anyway, I just keep going.
Hang on a second there. Sorry. The phone. Sorry, Katie. Somebody else. Hello?
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 Who's this?
Can I have a word? Would it be possible to have a word with Katie Taylor, please?
Sorry, who am I speaking to? Sorry, what's...
My name is Dermot.
Oh, Dermot.
And I'm ringing in my capacity as chairperson of the Croke Park Residents Association. Thank you.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus, no.
All right, okay. What do you want, Dermot?
I would just like to say that in light of recent developments...
Oh, here we go.
The Croke Park Residents Association, the CPRA Executive Committee...
Yeah.
...would like to formally announce...
Oh, here we go.
...that for the first time in our history, we have absolutely... no objection to this event.
Wow! Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Wow. Jesus!
I don't believe it.
Any chance of a couple of tickets there, Katie?
Get on to Ticketmaster.
Today FM presents Gift Grub.
Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.